And joining us live on the broadcast this minute is our correspondent Simon Marks, joining us from Washington, D.C. Simon, how the wait, of course, continues. How long before we have a clear winner? 917, that we last checked, is the lead for Joe Biden in the state of Georgia. Extremely neck and neck. It looks like the state holds the lead, holds the key to deciding the winner in this election.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, one, we should pause, Molly. I mean, it's Friday at dawn here in the United States. Joe Biden still has not won the presidency. The outcome of the race in the United States Senate remains uncertain. This is absolutely not where the Democrats thought they would be by now. By now, they thought Joe Biden would be making cabinet selections. They were convinced this was going to be a landslide. It hasn't turned out that way. And now we're looking at those incredibly thin margins in Georgia. I mean, they will grow over the next few hours for Joe Biden as the final votes continue to be tallied. But right now, with the kind of margins you were talking about there, I think you were citing numbers of 900 votes separating the two of them. I've seen at just over 1,000. We are well into recount territory if Donald Trump decides that he wants to push for a recount in Georgia. And certainly he's already asked for a recount in Wisconsin, trying to raise the $3 million necessary to pay for that. He won a $500,000 donation from Senator Lindsey Graham last night, who kicked that money into President Trump's legal defense fund. The president made it clear at the White House last night he's not ready to concede the outcome of this race. There are other states still in play, including Arizona, where Joe Biden still lags Donald Trump, although, again, he's hoping to close the gap. And in Pennsylvania, while the gap between the two of them is still relatively narrow, Joe Biden is... He's overtaking Donald Trump there and could end up winning that state by about 75,000 votes. So the answer to the question, when is all this going to be over, is when the television networks here in the Associated Press look at the numbers and are convinced that Joe Biden is in an unassailable position in terms of reaching 270 votes in the Electoral College. That could happen at any time, or it might not happen until the weekend, which makes all of this very unpredictable. And imagine what's going on inside both the Biden camp and the White House as all of this plays out here.
Right. But as per the state law, the recount can only happen if the margin is that of 0.5%. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, that's correct. That's the rule in Georgia. And remember, this isn't a national election. It's 50 individual elections, 50 individual states, plus the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and other American territories. And in each location, the rules change. But in Georgia, if it's 0.5% separating these two candidates, then Donald Trump can ask for a recount. But also, Donald Trump has made it apparent recounts are not his only strategy. He's flinging every lawyer he can find at all of these races in a bid to challenge postal votes that are being counted but are not postal votes for him. He seems to like postal votes for him in places like Arizona. Postal votes for Joe Biden in places like Georgia, he's not so keen on those.
But on what basis are the Trump backers rubbishing mail-in ballots? Do they even have any statistical evidence to prove the same? They've not been able to prove it in the previous litigations.
No, absolutely. I mean, there was a case thrown out by a judge in Georgia yesterday, yes, just 24 hours ago, where a Trump lawyer showed up to a court hearing and could not produce a shred of evidence to support the campaign's claim that ballots had been handled illegally in the state. But President Trump has spent months here telling Americans falsely that in presidential elections, millions of votes are fraudulently cast by mail. And by the way, that may have damaged his own chances, because he was essentially saying to his own supporters, don't vote by mail, it's a fraudulent way of voting. And some of them may not have turned out in this election as a result. He may have suppressed his own turnout. nonetheless, Donald Trump speaks now for 68, 69 million Americans. He may lose this election, but he's not going to lose his standing as a standard bearer for many of those millions of people who voted for him in this campaign. And even if he leaves the White House and loses all of this legal action and eventually has to throw in the towel, he must be very confident now that he's going to remain a relevant force in the United States and in Republican politics for a good long while to come.
Well, the last time he spoke out, a number of TV networks across the United States chose to not even air the complete address, saying that he was spreading misinformation. That's also an unprecedented affair where the president, his address has been blacked out by several TV channels. But coming to the aspect of this becoming a legal tussle now, you've already told us what happened just 24 hours ago in Georgia. What is the possibility of this battle even reaching the doors of the Supreme Court? So even if the numbers give out a clear winner, does uncertainty continue?
Well, you're not going to get to the Supreme Court unless you've got a legal case that stands up in a lower court. You
Yes.
can't keep sending lawyers into courtrooms making allegations with no supporting evidence. The Supreme Court's not going to touch that with a barge pole. And there is not currently a single legal case that has been filed anywhere in the country that at the moment stands any chance of getting to the Supreme Court. The president said last night he's heard horror stories about what's happened to ballots all over the country. Well, if he has, at some point he needs to reveal some of those horror stories, and he needs to litigate what's happened, not just with emotion, but with facts, with legal arguments. And at the moment, it's very unclear that they've got those at their disposal, which is why I think within the Republican Party, you're now seeing fissures emerge with some senior Republicans behind the scenes and in a few cases publicly saying it's really time for the president to move on and embrace reality.
Right. So given how close Georgia is at the moment and how many votes have already been counted, that is a state that we've been closely monitoring, but it's not over till it's completely over. We do not have a clear winner anytime soon, as you're telling us. We will keep a close eye on the very latest coming in. Thanks very much, Simon.